Hello. Today's parable is a story called A Special Invitation. You can find it in your Bible in Luke chapter 14, verses 15 to 24. That's Luke chapter 14, verses 15 to 24. Have you been invited to a party, maybe a wedding or a birthday party? We get the invitation and we think, can we come? Are we free on that day? Good, we're free, we can go. We must reply and say, thank you, we're coming. Jesus often told stories so that people would understand more about him and more about God. And he told a story about some people who were invited to a party. Let's see who came to that party. Jesus said a rich man planned a very special party. There would be lots of lovely food and lots of fun. He sent invitations to many people. And when they got the invitations, they said yes, they would come. When the party was ready, the rich man sent his servants to remind the people of the party. They had a very special message. Come, for everything is now ready. But the people had all changed their minds and would not go to the party. They all made excuses. The first man said, I have just bought a field. I have to go and see it, so I can't come. Another man said, I have just bought some cattle for my farm. I want to go and check them out, so I can't come. Someone else said, I have just got married, so I can't come to your party. They had all got something else to do, so they wouldn't come to the party. Do you think the man was angry? A bit. Do you think he was sad? Yes. He'd invited them to a lovely party, and they'd refused. God invites people to something special. He invites them to be with him in heaven one day. Many people he invites are like the people in the story. They take no notice and carry on pleasing themselves. What an honour it is to be invited by God. We must not ignore or refuse God's kind invitation. We'll miss out on having him as our friend always. Because Jesus said, whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. You can read this in John chapter 6 and verse 37. What lovely words. Whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. John chapter 6 verse 37. Nobody wanted to come to the wonderful party the man had prepared, but everything was ready. So he said to his servants, everything is ready, but the people I invited did not deserve to come. Go out into the streets and invite everyone to come to the party. Invite poor people, people who can't see, people who can't walk. So the servants went into the town and brought all the people they could find to the party. The people went in gladly, but still there was room. The servant said, there's still room for more. So the man said, go out into the roads and country lanes and make them come in. I want my house to be full. Soon the room was filled with all different sorts of guests. But they weren't the sort of people you would expect to see at a party like that, a rich man's party. But the man didn't mind who they were. They had been invited and they were welcome and they were very glad to be there. And the man was very glad too, because he wanted as many people as possible to enjoy his party. God's invitation to be with him in heaven is for everyone. It does not matter if they are good or bad, rich or poor, old or young. Everyone is important to God. Whoever you are, whatever bad things you may have done, God invites you to be with him forever. You only have to say yes to God by asking him to take away your sin. Jesus told this story so everyone would know they have an invitation to be with him in heaven one day. If you had an invitation to an important party, maybe from the president or a very well-known person, you would feel honored because that person is important. But God is so much more important than anyone here on earth. So we should feel more honored that we have received an invitation from him. God wants us to hurry to accept it. We don't have to just hear God's invitation. We need to say yes to him. Yes, dear God, I want to be with you in heaven one day. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you that your kind invitation to be in heaven with you one day is for everyone. We thank you that it is for us. Please help us to trust in the Lord Jesus and believe in him so that we can be in heaven one day. Amen.